UNRWA's current financial crisis is unprecedented, to put it in one word. We have a deficit in our general fund of $101 million, and that means quite simply that at the end of September, our cash runs out. We have no cash to pay our teachers. If we do not get $101 million in the next few weeks, we are going to have to take a very tough decision about whether we might have to delay the beginning of the next school year.
And how many schools would that affect, and how many children?
It would affect all of UNRWA schools. That's about 700 schools. We educate every day about 500,000 children in schools across the Middle East. So, for example, that means 240,000 children in Gaza would not be in a UN school. They might well be on the streets of Gaza. It means that about 58,000 children in the West Bank would not be in UN schools. It means that about 60,000 children in Syria, and on we go. So about 500,000 children across the Middle East, if we don't get this money, will not be in UN schools. They might well be on the streets at a time of rising extremism across the Middle East. Now, I ask you, is that in the interest of anyone who believes in peace? I think not.
I understand that UNRWA's Advisory Commission held an emergency session today to address this issue. Can you tell us what happened during the session and if there were any advances in coming up with the missing funding?
Well, sadly, there were no advances on coming up with the missing funding. It was an extremely sober meeting at which Advisory Commission members were briefed by our Commissioner General, Pierre Crenville, about the desperate financial situation we are in. There was a very frank assessment of what that means in terms of having to delay the start of the scholastic year. A report is being transmitted to the Secretary General about the parlous state of our finances. The Secretary General, we hope, will send that on to all members of the General Assembly, and we hope that that report will focus minds on the desperate situation we find ourselves in and the consequences of that, and we hope that that in turn will bring funds in, because make no mistake about it, UNRWA is facing the possibility of, for the first time in its history, of having to delay the start of its school year.
What is the mood now among the parents and the teachers?
Well, I suggest you talk to them, because I don't know whether you are a parent, but imagine being told that your child might not have a school to go to in a couple of weeks' time. If you're a Palestine refugee, then education is your escape from the poverty trap. It's your escape from the grind of the refugee camps. It's an escape to dignity and prosperity and the hope of a prosperous future. And without that, those things are taken away. So it's desperate, and we must not allow this to become more desperate.
And just lastly, Chris, when do you expect a response from the Secretary General on this report? Is there any time frame for this?
Well, the report, I hope, will be sent out in the coming days to all members of the General Assembly, and let's hope that we receive a generous response, because without that, UNRWA is looking oblivion in the face. We must not allow this to happen.